Hablé inglés para nuestro viaje, por favor.
She's going to pray for us in Spanish and then in English as we go on this trip. We are going as representatives of that love that she just sang about. That seems to be the reoccurring theme today. And you are going, you are sending us as ambassadors, and your prayers are undergirding us as we go. And so I thank you in advance. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for the financial seeds that you have sown towards this. You will reap the reward from that, because God's not mocked. Scripture says that whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap. So you will be reaping from those seeds that you have sown.
Okay, we'll do Spanish first. So, Padre nuestro, le damos toda la gloria por lo que va a hacer en este viaje. Entre todos los que van y los que se quedan atrás que apoyan a este grupo. Le damos toda la gloria por los niños, los ancianos y los que aún uno ni conoce quién van a tocar la vida de ellos. Así que le damos la gloria y la paz sobre este viaje, y sabemos que no le van a faltar nada. En el nombre de Jesús, amén. Father God, we thank you and praise you for the work that you're doing amongst all of those going and the ones supporting them. We thank you, Lord God, that it is all here that is going and that everyone will be touched, Lord God, from the young to the old. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace that you are giving them, the peace that goes before them, and most of all, Lord God, the glory that you will receive. So we thank you, Lord God, in advance, and we say all praise and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We're going to say, Gloria a Dios. Go ahead and say that. Gloria a Dios. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. And about through our worship time today, I thought, I think I'm just ready to get up and share right now, because it was like every single song and everything that was said today is just culminating into this word of encouragement that I believe the Lord has for you today. You are so loved by God. If you don't remember anything else about today, I want you to just to meditate on that. You are so deeply, lavishly loved by God. You are the apple of his eye. When he looks at you, he sees you in love today. Great, great love for you today. How many of you have ever watched the Bourne Identity series? Jason Bourne, any fans? Kind of dramatic and stressful, and yet the whole premise of that particular show is this man, Jason Bourne, doesn't know who he is, and he is trying diligently and through all these different adventures trying to find out who he is, and he's doing and acting one way that is contrary to who he really is, because he had been brainwashed, if you watch through the series, into believing that he was something that he really wasn't. And so he's on this mission to find out who I am. And we sang about it today. It's because of God's love, we can know who we are. See, we don't have to have mistaken identity today. We don't have to have identity theft in our lives any longer. See, that's what the enemy tries to do to us, is he tries to deceive us into thinking that we're something that we're not. Jesus Christ said in John 10:10, you know this scripture, it's one of my go-to life scriptures, but Christ said that he's come, and how has he come? To give us life, and to give it to us how? More abundantly. More abundantly. But the enemy's job, religion's job, is to try and do what to us? To steal, to kill, and destroy, by putting the emphasis back on us or back on our own performance. But Jesus says, I've come. When did he do it? Right now? Yeah, he's with us, because he's the same yesterday, today, forever. But he came to give us this abundant life. And that abundant life started for you when you became born again. You became born again. You became brand new in Jesus.
I'm not like Pastor Steve, where you can just have this little teeny notebook or sometimes little teeny notes. I wish I had about three stands here to spread out all these notes, and I don't know how much of them I'll use for you today. But I want you to be reminded about who Christ is and who you are in him, because knowing your true identity is going to affect the way you walk in this life. Knowing your true identity is going to affect how you walk in this life. When we experience the abundance of Christ that's available to us is when we recognize who Christ is and who we are in him. If you're born again, how many does that apply to today? Let me see. If you are born again, I believe everybody in here is born again. What happened to you? You passed. When you got born again, you passed from death into life. You were born anew. Let's look in 2 Corinthians 5. Let's go 15 to 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 15 to 21. This is what happened to us. And so we can say, since we're born again, we can seek those things, according to Colossians chapter 3, that are above. We can set our mind on things now that are above and not on things that are beneath. Amen? And we are the head in Christ Jesus, and we're not the tail. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 15. And he died for all, speaking of Jesus Christ, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. See, that's what the enemy likes to try and come to us and steal our position in Christ. He tries to get us to look at ourselves as if our behavior is dictating who we are, or our thought patterns are dictating who we are, or our failures are dictating who we are, or our repetitive habits or patterns are dictating who we are. But it says, from now on, we're not going to regard anyone after the flesh. I want you to get that thought in your own heart, as I don't want to regard myself as after the flesh. Because if we're born again, we're not after the flesh anymore, according to Romans chapter 8, but we're of the Spirit. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, he quickens us and he lives inside of us, so we don't have to regard ourselves as, oh, that's who I am. And I heard someone say the other day, I am exactly like my father. No, probably worse than my father. Well, this particular earthly father has not been in the natural sense, a great example, lots of addictive behaviors and lots of rage and lots of anger and lots of mismanagement with time and resources, and made some really, really lousy life choices. I mean, and let's just be honest, in the world, do we not see that all around us? That it's highly dysfunctional. Sin has made it one big, unhappy, dysfunctional family in the world, right? But that's not who we are. That's not the DNA that we now have in our born-again spirit. That's not what we identify with anymore. Not even what your earthly line is. That's not where I identify. We always think of it like, that's my family, and my family's like this, and this is the way I am the way I am, because that's the way my family is. And it's like, no, not in Christ. Not in Christ. Old things passed away. And what? All things became new. You became, when you got born again, you became a brand new species of being. Completely new. Completely new. So now we're joint heirs with Jesus. That's my bloodline. And Christ's blood's perfect. And Christ's line's holy. Magnificent. And that's how we are now in Christ Jesus. So that's what the way I want you to begin to regard yourself. No, I'm not of the flesh anymore. No, I don't have to continually fall into silly old patterns of living and acting the same way. That was that old deprived nature. It wants to kind of rise up periodically if we don't change our mind, does it not? I mean, that's reality. But when we recognize it, like, oh, wait a minute. That's not who I am. That is not who I am. Who am I? I'm in Christ. We call ourselves what as believers? What would we say? We are Christians. I like to think of it more like this. You are Christ in. You are Christ ins. Christians. You are in Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are Christ in. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. In this life I now live, how do I live it? I live it by faith through the one. I live it in Jesus Christ. I have the same spirit of Christ in me. That's where we live from. That's where our life flows from. That's where that abundance flows. And if we recognize who we are, see, too often the enemy tries to come to you and say, you're just a sinner. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. We sing about it. And when he did that, I am no longer a sinner. I'm a child of God. Now my new identity is I'm accepted in the beloved. That's who I am. I'm a child of God. I've been born anew. I've been redeemed from the curse. I am now the blessed of the Lord. I am the favored of the Lord. I walk in righteousness because I've been made right in Jesus Christ. That's who I am. That's who you are if you're born again. I'm here to remind you, that's who you are. You've passed from death to life. Back to our passage, 2 Corinthians 5, 16, 17. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, who are we? Christ in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to him, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we're ambassadors for Christ. We're reconciled to Christ. We're ambassadors for Christ now. That's who we are. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When we see things in our life that are contrary to this new life that we have in Jesus Christ, that is not who we are. Can I say that for you again today? When we see things in our life that are contrary to the new life that we have in Jesus Christ, that is not who we are. That is not our identity. If you have something that's holding you or seems to be having a grasp on you, that is not who you are. That is not who you are in Christ. And we need to renew our minds to that reality. We've been declaring this is our year of transformation and restoration. And that happens. It's really not even a hard thing. Religion has taught us that you have to work so hard to get all this and to get it all in line and to get it all together. But the reality of it is simply receiving by faith what Christ has already done. Simply receive it by faith that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and in him, amen. Simply receiving all that the Lord by grace has so graciously supplied and made available to us, and by faith simply just saying, yes, Lord, I believe and I receive. How awesome is that? That Christ did all the hard stuff. He took all the punishment for us. He took all the bruising and all the battering and all the punishment so that we could be set in this right position in Christ Jesus and just receive all of these marvelous benefits. How good is our God? You should just give him some thanks for that. Hallelujah. It's by his doing. Amen. It's by his doing that we are who we are in Christ. Religion wants to say, if you do this, 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 then you're right. But in Christ and by grace, because he did it and we receive what he's done, we are made right. What a marvelous exchange. Amen? What a marvelous exchange. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 for a moment. But of him you are in Christ Jesus. By him you are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? But of him you are in Christ Jesus. I don't know what version you got up there. New, yeah, good job, buddy. Who became for us. He became for us. Jesus became for us. Jesus Christ. Literally from a word that translates out, the Lord saves. Became, it literally means he transitioned from one point or one realm to another. God's actions as emerging from eternity and showing themselves in time or physical space. Christ left the splendor of glory, transitioned from one realm to our earthly realm to pay the price for us. How awesome is that? Hallelujah. And he became for us wisdom. Now, wisdom from God, the wisdom of God, that wisdom gives us ability to use the knowledge that we have in a productive way. Who wants that operating in their lives? Well, the scripture says that Christ has become that for us. And so scripture also goes on to tell us so that we now have the mind of Christ, and then we can let that be in us. Amen? So we take him at his word and we say, Lord, we thank you that we have wisdom. You became it for us, but we have it because we're in you now. And we let that mind be in us. And we operate and we take that knowledge and this that you're giving us, and it's productive and it's useful in our lives. And I just declare that over for every area of your life, that you just release that wisdom that you've been given into every situation. Parents, into your child rearing. Finances, the way you operate with the resources this God's given you, that we just release that wisdom into those situations. Relationally, how to respond to one another, how to speak a word in due season, knowing how to answer someone. We just release that from which is in the spirit into our soul, our own mind. Amen. And it gets manifested out. We renew our minds to the truth of who he is and who we are and what we have, and we operate on this earth like Christ did because we have the mind of Christ. He has become that for us. It goes on to say that he became for us wisdom, he became for us righteousness, and now we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. That righteousness, it means when God looks at you, you are approved. Because you're born again, you are stamped with approval. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's correct. And we know, and Pastor Steve has taught this a lot, that when we're believing right, we're going to live right. So I want you to see yourselves as right. I'm right. You're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. You don't know what I just did last night? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in your right standing before God, but what often will end up happening, see, is the enemy will use that and try and then to lie to you and say, see, you're a failure. See, you're never going to be free from this. See, you're just like your dad. See, you've always done this, so you're always going to be living that way. That's a lie. It's a lie. That's not who you are. It is for freedom. It is for freedom that Christ sets us free. We are free in him. And that's what I want you to begin believing. That's what I want to put you in remembrance of. If there's something that's hanging you up, some sort of repetitive thing, and I know because there's been things in my own life that have been repetitive, and it comes to like thinking it differently when you finally go like, oh, and I see why I'm doing that now because of the way I've been thinking. Like, oh, that was planted with that stupid lie back here. That was just planted with a stupid thought, and that's why I still find myself repeating this. But Christ says I'm free. Christ says I've been delivered. That's what the word says. We've been delivered. You know, we were singing a song about that deliverance today. It's like he broke the chains of darkness. He translated us out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. He's taken us already out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that's where we are. That's your true identity. That's your true position. That's your position. So if you find yourself struggling, I want you to just begin to say out of your mouth, I thank you, Lord, that I've been set free from this. I thank you. I've already been delivered. It's like sometimes we try so hard, like, God, I'm trying to break this habit. I'm trying to stop doing this. I'm trying to quit going back to this like a dog returns to its vomit. Why do I keep going back and doing the same stupid thing that I feel the enemy then reaps guilt and our own consciousness reaps guilt on us? Why do I keep going back to this? Why do I keep repeating this over and over and over again? Because you've lost that idea of who you are in Christ. You're not setting your mind on that thing that's above, because that's not who you are. It's not who you are. You're redeemed. You're free. You're clean. You're sanctified. You're set apart holy. You are not a fornicator. You are not adulterers. You are not bound. You don't have to be bound by pornography. And that's not just men. I know women that have battled it too. You don't have to be bound by drug addiction. You're really not, according to Scripture. You've been delivered already. We are set free. We've been given the fruit of the Spirit. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 and 23, what does this passage say? This is who we are, Spirit. That's who we are. That other stuff that you see is just a case of mistaken identity. It's just associating with that which is of the old nature, and we've been delivered from that. We don't have that depraved nature anymore, not in Christ Jesus. So we don't identify with that person. That person died. That person died. And so really, it's hypocritical when we live our lives, not by saying like I'm a hypocrite because I don't live right, but when we don't, how do I say it? So we understand. Well, let's go to the scripture. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. That's what we've got. That's what we've got. That's what we've got. That's our spirit. And I love the first one, love. Because who's God? Love. That's our identity. That's who we are. That's what we have. It's not all the other stuff. If you go on to read, it's going to compare and contrast the other part. Go ahead. It won't hurt your feelings to do this. This is life-changing. Go ahead and read. Next verse. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We've crucified that, because that flesh, that old way of thinking, that's all it is. That's it. It's just the way we are thinking that leads to an action, whether it be positive or negative. So we set our minds on things that are above. We set our minds on Jesus Christ. So if you find yourself caught up in something, I want you just to begin to make declarations of faith over yourself. It's like, no, I'm no longer bound by fill in the blank. Even if you find yourself doing it, I want you to stop right at that time, or maybe how about even prior to, and just stop and go, wait a minute. I thank you, Lord, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I thank you I'm no longer bound. I understand that can be a battle, but not when you have a revelation of who he is and who you are in him. It's like, I have been set free already. What about healing? According to the passage, you know, of what Christ done, that he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities, which is really any kind of moral perversities, any kind of evils. He was bruised. He was crushed. He was beaten for us. For our peace, chastisement, stripes were on him so I could have peace, and with his stripes I'm healed. So a lot of times in our I thinking and our identity, we start thinking instead of thinking, I'm the healed of the Lord. See, it's just a little different way of thinking about it. I'm the healed of the Lord, resisting these attacks against me. I resist in the name of the Lord. Amen? Because Christ has already paid the price for it, that I can walk in health. You know, lack, symptoms of lack try and come up against us. And we don't have to say, well, I'm poor. It's like, nope, Scripture says that he became poor for me so that I might be made rich in him. Amen? So my identity is not in the poor. It's not in the sick. It's not in the bondages of any kind. My identity is in Jesus Christ. And as he is, so am I in this life. We always think, like, when I get over there, oh, praise God, everything's going to be perfect. Jesus wants you to rule and reign here. And those that receive, according to Romans 5:17, the abundance of grace, Jesus did it, and the gift of righteousness, it's a gift, we take it, rule and reign in this life. Hallelujah. So we have the wisdom of Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are sanctified. We are set apart, holy. We are God's particular, peculiar treasure, and he adores us today. We've been redeemed. We've been released from the payment. We couldn't work hard enough. We couldn't do this. We've been released from it. We've been brought back, and all of it looks to God's effective work of grace. It all looks to God's effective work of grace, purchased from the debt of sin and brought to our new status in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You are loved. You are blessed. You are redeemed. You are already changed in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You were once lost, but you're not anymore. You're made righteous in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You were a sinner, but now you're not. You're a saint. You were a child of wrath, but now you're a son of his love, his affection. You were a stranger, an alien. You were far off, but you're not anymore. You're a citizen of heaven. You were cursed, but you're not now. You're blessed. You were dead. You're not now. You're alive in Christ. You were once defeated, but you're not now. You're victorious. He always leads us into triumph. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. You were defeated, but you're not anymore. You were condemned, but you're not now. Because there's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You were lost, but now you're saved. So stand to your feet, mighty men and women of God. Stand, you victorious warriors. Stand in faith. Stand in your identity, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You are well able to go up and possess this today. Anything that you have need of, it's supplied in Jesus Christ, and you just take it today.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and take it. Raise your hands to him. Offer him some praise. Go ahead and thank him out of your own lips. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Why don't you just think and say, I am redeemed. I am not cursed. I am blessed. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. He loves me. He will in no wise cast me out. Hallelujah. I am forgiven. I am clean by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I walk in my freedom in the name of the Lord. There is nothing that's too difficult. No hay nada es imposible con Dios. See? There is nothing that's impossible with God. There's not a thing. And you're in him. You got the power. Take him at his word today and just believe to receive. Hallelujah. And we stand in faith for those that are outside fellowship today, and we thank the Holy Ghost for drawing them into the truth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you convict the world of sin, but you remind the believer of their righteousness today. And I thank you for that. And those that are out and need to come in, we call them out of darkness into marvelous light. Thank you, Father, for the empowerment of your Holy Ghost over this precious congregation to go forth as ambassadors, that you go forth knowing that the power of Christ that's in you is the same power that you can lay hands on the sick and see them be made well. You can raise the dead. You can cast out devils. Freely you've received. Freely go out of here and give in the name of the Lord. You go out knowing today you are the healed of the Lord. You are the loved of the Lord. You are the protected by the Lord. You are well able for the glory of God. I speak and release comfort, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, and you will remember who you are in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Well, yes, go in faith. Amen. You're welcome, buddy. Amen. Go in grace. You're a mighty man of faith, a mighty man of valor. Hallelujah. 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 The best is coming on all of y'all this week. You just take it. Take it, take it, take it. In Jesus' name. Love you. Love each other. We'll see, Pastor Stephen, I'll see after we get back from Guatemala. And we'll try and update you with some stuff on Facebook. If you haven't requested us on Facebook, Discovery Church, please do that. And we'll keep you updated. Love y'all.